Chance. Here's Gudas flinging the puck in on right wing. New York back. Romanoff turned it over. Ducks get it. Back to the line. Here's Truba firing one over the shoulder of Hogberg. 4 seconds left. 3, 2, 1. Ducks win. Ducks win. 4-1 over the New York Islanders at Honda Center. And the crowd erupts with joy.
Great performance by Lukáš Dostal. Great performance by Drew Helleson and all the D. And Sam Colangelo leading the way up front. But all skaters for this Ducks team played lights out. And this win, so deserving for the good guys.
All right, what do you have coming up with Alexis Downey?
I have the post-game show, so continue to send in your messages. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, that number, text 714-940-2950. And you know what this win means? Of course, the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Well, good luck to you. Be listening to the post game. We will see you during the upcoming games as we play back-to-back. Two tough opponents, but right now, let's enjoy this one. The final score, Anaheim 4, New York Islanders 1. Stay tuned for the post game coverage live from Honda Center on DuckStream, again powered all the time by TuneIn. So long, everybody.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are always looking for ways to help our community. That's why we have teams of helpful guys and gals in blue lending a hand all around SoCal, ready to provide random acts of helpfulness. And that's not the only place your SoCal Honda dealers are helpful. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with a great deal. To find out more, click SoCalHondaDealers.com or search your local Honda dealer today.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The future is now. Be at Honda Center to cheer on your Ducks for every home game next season as a 2025-26 Orange Alliance season ticket member. As a member, you'll receive lower ticket prices, 25% off concessions, including beer and hard seltzers, 15% off Ducks merchandise, hassle-free parking, special member gifts, invitations to exclusive events throughout the year, and much, much more. Check out the full list of benefits by visiting AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
Yeah. Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
An important win at Honda Center tonight. Your Anaheim Ducks taking down the New York Islanders 4-1, the final here on this Sunday evening. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. Alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, a much better effort from this team here tonight. You could tell they came out with their game plan. They used their legs and a lot of good all up and down the lineup.
And they got that jump back, right, that we haven't seen since that Oilers game. And yeah, they were frustrating the Islanders. They just they dissipated as the game continued on. One of my Honda keys of the game was fast starts each and every period. Ducks came out every period with some great starts, and they were really pushing the pace. Sam Colangelo, you talked about him all pregame show. He had a lights out performance, of course, capped off by two goals and close to getting the hat trick. They sent him out there on the last shift, and that's a credit to the coaching staff being aware where he was at and, of course, giving him that opportunity at the hat trick. But Lukasz Dostal, Sam Colangelo, as we talked about, Mason McTavish, another great performance. Yeah, the list goes on and on for players here for the Ducks team that had a lights-out performance.
All of the young kids in this one making their mark on this lineup for the Ducks tonight. They needed all the help they could get up and down the lineup, and that's what we saw in this one. Let's get into the highlights. First period, Trevor Zegras behind the net. A Michigan attempt about 7:50 into the game. So close. We're watching it on the Jumbotron right now. But not quite there.
Anaheim breaks out, a 3-on-2 developing, other players, both sides catching up though. And here's Killorn down near the goal line for Zegras. Behind the net, oh my, and the puck in the blade of his stick went to a backhand and almost beat the Islander goaltender.
My, oh my, would have that been just spectacular if Z would have finished on that play. It was the Michigan attempt. He goes from the near side corner behind the net and he tries to pull it off, just hitting the crossbar.
That was so close. I watched the replay and it looked like the puck got just between the crossbar and the goaltender's mask. Just couldn't quite get in.
You know what? I got to give credit when credit's due. And as a former player, I can only do, there's two types of way to scoop that puck up. And there's the Zegras way in which he always does it, where it's almost a toe drag and that puck just kind of slides up the face of the blade. And there's the old school way, and that's where you put the face of the blade, but the heel part on the ice, and you kind of got to get really low for it. It's when Mike Legg and how he did that goal back in Michigan, the iconic goal, the first Michigan way back in the day. That's how he did it, right? So I can't get this new wave type of Michigan down myself. It is at a whole nother level. It's already hard to do in the first place, but this new wave one is incredible, as we saw. Trevor Zegras just attempt and so close.
I have to throw this out there. I asked Lukasz Dostal while we were on the road what he thinks about the Michigan as a goaltender. He said, hey, if they can score, a goal is a goal to me. So I just thought that was interesting from a goaltender's perspective.
Some wise words from Dosti.
Except he doesn't want to see that on him, he said during practice. None of that on him.
Makes sense.
The Ducks were able to get on the board, though, late in the first period. We talked about him, Sam Colangelo. He had the first goal of the night, 17:52 into the first.
All right, from the faceoff, New York delivers it up to center ice. Mintikoff with Hellison, two young defensemen, both making some nice appearances throughout the year. Shot, front of the net, score! The first goal of the hockey game, and guess who got it? Sam Colangelo has made a great debut up here with the Ducks, coming from San Diego. Gets the goal, gives the Ducks a 1-0 lead.
How about that pass from McTavish over to Goche? I mean, the wrap around behind, like, that was beautiful.
And how about, just as we re-listen to that call, 17,174, the sellout on their feet cheering that one. Yeah, it was just a beautiful entry. Everyone was fast, playing quick, on it, zero hesitation, because that pass from MacT, that puck was not on the stick long before Cutter Gauthier sent it in tight to Sam Colangelo for the nice finish.
1-0 after the first period, the Ducks out shooting the Islanders 9-6. Also in faceoffs, what a night Anaheim had. They led in the first period 64% in the faceoff circle. We moved into the second. Drew Helleson, the next goal scorer for Anaheim. A nice shot up top through traffic, 14:54 into the second.
When you end two games, one here, one there, and you're going to Utah to finish that 24-hour two-game. That's tough.
No, it's the game's highest level for a reason.
Yep, it is. They score! Anaheim right from the faceoff as they get a shot away up on the right wing side. And we were talking about Drew Helleson a little bit earlier in this hockey game. He's the guy that let it go. We asked for another goal. We got it from the Anaheim defense. And it's 2-0 for the good guys.
Oh, yeah, Steve. We did ask for another goal, and it was Drew Helleson there. Good to see him get on the score sheet.
Way to find the lane to the net, right? He found that window. It was a nice little stutter step, and then he continued to drag the puck along before finding that window and slinging it home. Wasn't the prettiest shot? Feel like it was kind of like a knuckler that just found its way in behind, but hey, they don't ask how, right?
Nope, they don't. And it's good it went in the back of the net, giving the Ducks a two-goal lead after two periods of play. They kept it rolling. Mason McTavish just 43 seconds into the third period. A nice wrister.
Two-on-one play developing, a shot. Oh, and they fired wide off the stick of defenseman Adam Pellick.
And Luke Ostrostal did get a piece of equipment on that one.
Here's a shot attempt. Score! For the Anaheim Ducks! The guy we talked about on the pregame show, number 23, Mason McTavish. We told you he was going to get one tonight. It's 3-0 for the good guys.
I guess we were on a roll tonight talking about someone. They go on, they score, and this time on the power play from MacT.
Yeah, you know what? Just the way he waited and just the timing, the patience before he unleashed that beautiful shot. I mean, it's just everyone just seemed like they were playing confident, right? Sam Colangelo playing confident with that in-tight finish, as we recently heard, and then Mason McTavish slowing things down. Great entry. Leo Carlson joined him there. And, yeah, just a unbelievable shot. He had that shot as well that hit the crossbar after a couple feet inside the blue line. But he wants that puck on his stick, and he's looking to pick corners.
And his celly was fun, too. You pointed that out on the broadcast.
Yep, just looking at the crowd. And I don't know if it was let's hear it, like his fingers were kind of going his direction, or he was just kind of doing a little loop-de-loop with his hand. But it was solid regardless.
Mm-hmm. And it got the Honda Center crowd going. 3-0 for the Anaheim Ducks. Jansen Harkins would get a penalty shot not too long after. Not able to get that one, but Lukasz Dostal had some big saves late in this game on Bo Horvat, just 5:30 into the period, and they kept the Ducks in this game.
But Toronto just turned it over, too. What's going on, guys? Here's another shot, save, rebound, stopped by Dostal, and a close-in shot by Horvat. Three in a row, he stopped to keep the team from the island off the board.
Wow, Lukasz Dostal. It was Bo Horvat that got that puck on the far side goal line after a great 50-50 puck battle win from Duclair. And my, oh my, Horvat grabs it. Little turnaround shot. Dostal gets a right pad save and a follow-up opportunity. Gets another save. That was remarkable.
Lukasz Dostal strong in the net tonight, 31 for 32, and against the Islanders this season, 71 for 73. Pretty good.
Pretty good. I'd say so. And, yeah, he was on it, right? He struggled a little bit last game. Mm-hmm. You
point that out a few times. I think everyone knew, okay, just a couple of those, a little bit more on the softer side. But Steve and I discussed it. It seemed as if he was set out, ready for the next challenge this game, and he played phenomenal. And really, we haven't heard the goal, but, you know, that D'Angelo, the Howlitz, I mean, there's not a whole lot of attendees that can stop that with the traffic in front of them. And that was a big time goal there by the Isles. But besides that, not a whole lot.
And that one came late in the game, making it 4-1 as the final. But the fourth goal for the Ducks, interestingly enough, the Islanders pulled their netminder 11:56 on the clock, and Sam Colangelo got his second of the night, the empty netter.
Here comes New York as they have an extra attacker on the ice. A shot saved by Dostal. I don't even know how he saw that. Empty net, shot, Colangelo scores! From the neutral zone into an empty net. Islanders had pulled the goaltender. There's 11:42 to go in the third. The Ducks get another one. It's 4-0 for Anaheim.
I have to say, I don't know that I've ever seen, in person at least, a goalie pulled that early in the third period.
Yeah, I don't think that was a good coaching move there by Patrick Waugh. It seemed too early, right? It's just you still have a whole lot of hockey to be played. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll see it 5-6 minutes, even that's too early. But you just got so much time, you know, why have that high of a high risk, high reward mentality? Because it's a huge risk. Then you really take yourself out of the game early on, right? So I think it's an interesting one. Maybe it's worked for him in the past. I'm sure it's worked for him. I mean, he's had phenomenal success there with the Quebec Remparts there, winning the Memorial Cup there recently. And so I know it's worked for him in the past, but at this level, I mean, teams can eat you alive. Hey, you know what? I mentioned it not too long ago. The Anaheim Ducks won. What does that mean? It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
Your Anaheim Ducks 4, the New York Islanders 1 here at Honda Center on this Sunday evening. We're going to take our first commercial break, and don't go too far. We have a lot more for you on the post-game show talking about this win.
Your SoCal Honda dealers are always looking for ways to help our community. That's why we have teams of helpful guys and gals in blue lending a hand all around SoCal, ready to provide random acts of helpfulness. And that's not the only place your SoCal Honda dealers are helpful. Every Honda dealership has sales teams ready to help you find your perfect Honda with a great deal. To find out more, click SoCalHondaDealers.com or search your local Honda dealer today.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk, and Evan Bates. Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brouse, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Hey, everyone. Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them,
you don't know anything about hockey. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team. With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We're going to head down to the locker room now as Sam Colangelo spoke with the media following his two-goal night.
How did it feel when you got that first goal in the game?
It was a great play by my two linemates. Mac T slid over Carter. Carter gave it to me for a breakaway and just kind of put it, deep the goalie, had a little bit of an empty net and put it in there. It felt pretty good.
And you've been scoring a lot. You've brought a lot to this club. I mean, how does that feel when you go out there and you can get a goal and produce like that?
Yeah, anytime you can help the team win, and ultimately you need to score more goals than the other team than to win. So anytime you can put the puck in the back of the net, it feels good.
And what about playing with your line mates? How much help does that?
It's unbelievable. Like I've said many times in the past week or so, I've been playing with two top five picks. There's a reason they're both drafted so high, and they're unbelievable players. Playing in the league at a very young age, and I think we read off each other very well, and we get along great. So it's been a lot of fun.
One more question for you: were you surprised when the goalie wasn't there?
Yeah, I saw him out before I got on the ice, and then I was a little bit surprised they pulled him so early, but it worked out in my favor.
Is that something you see on the ice? Have you missed something? The late penalties? I mean, when you're watching it from our vantage point, it's very unusual.
Yeah, I watch a lot of hockey. To be honest, I hang out with Trevor and Mac T quite a bit, and all we kind of do is watch hockey, and I've noticed that both the Islanders before, one of my best friends is on their team, so I've noticed that they pulled their goalie pretty early, and yeah, it's a bit unusual, but I knew that that's what they were doing.
On your goal, I mean, you alluded to nice passes there, but, you know, you started with the outlet, you beat Dobson off the wall, like, can you just take us through kind of your read as the play progressed?
Yeah, I think last week or 2 weeks ago or the first two times that I was called up, I think I would have just chipped that in and forechecked, and I think just with time comes more confidence and the ability to make more plays, and I think that's a play that I've made in San Diego all year, and just starting to get the confidence to make those plays in this league, and it was a nice play by Mac T to get over Cutter, and Cutter has a hell of a shot, and he could have shot that, but he gave it to me for a breakaway, a very unselfish play.
Part of your confidence holding onto the puck, you do a lot of stick handling.
Say it again, sorry.
Part of your confidence is holding onto the puck and being able to stick handle more?
Yeah, I think the more confident you get with the puck is you'll play with the puck more on your stick and stick handle more and hold onto it a little bit longer. I think the first few times I was called up, I was just kind of getting it and getting rid of it a little bit too quick and instead of letting the plays develop. And I think over the past few games, I've been able to hold onto it a little bit more.
Thank you.
8 of the 9 points tonight were scored by guys 23 years old and younger. What is that? I mean, you're part of that group. What do you see with this young group, the kind of the energy you guys have?
Yeah, I think the management's done a great job of having a mixture of veterans who have won cups and been around a long time. And then obviously, like you said, we have a lot of young guys in this room, and I think that there's a bright future ahead.
You feel like you're on a streak, or are you just doing
it? Yeah, I think I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. Can't look too far ahead, and I can't dwell on, or not dwell, but ride a high. I have to stay even keel and just try to get better every day. It's a hard league, and if you get too confident or cocky, it'll bite you in the rear end pretty quick.
Because you're enjoying almost point a game rate down there, but up here, obviously, how much difference do you see between the two leagues?
I mean, there's a pretty big difference in the skill level, I think. I mean, the American League's a great league, and it's a lot of good players, but I think that the plays that are being made in the National Hockey League, it's unmatched to any league in the world. It's the best league in the world, and if you're open, good players will find you.
Thank you.
A very thoughtful Sam Colangelo, giving props to his line mates and He said, you know, he watches a lot of hockey. He was ready for this game here tonight against the Islanders, even noting he's got a best friend on the other side. So good stuff from him.
I think he heard Steve and I's pledge to the players, no friends out there for tonight's game. I think that message was heard down there in the Ducks dressing room. Certainly Sam Colangelo followed it, and that was a big-time performance by him. But, yeah, alluded to, you know, any team needing a ton of goals and him being happy to contribute in the goal column there. But, I mean, just how about this stat? I recently saw this, but Sam Colangelo's four-game goal streak is the longest by a rookie this season, tied for second longest by a rookie in Ducks history. Also, Dustin Penner in 2006, 2007, and Bobby Ryan, 5 in 2008-09. So Bobby Ryan putting together some of those magical, I think it was four back-to-back-to-back 30-goal seasons there. Just he was scoring at a crazy rate during his time with the Ducks. So he's in some pretty good company there, Haiti.
Yeah, he is. And he's showing, like we said last post game, why he deserves to stay up with this team here in Anaheim. Let's get to a couple messages on the text line. Vic in San Diego, who is at the game, so not in San Diego, in Anaheim tonight. Vic in Anaheim. When the only things to complain about are one goal against in garbage time and a lack of chicken, that's a good night. Pretty sure the guys had fun. I did too.
I had a great time. Winning's more fun, right?
Yep.
And, wow, some interesting lingo in that message. We love it. We're here for it, so appreciate it.
Yeah. Another message here. Daniel from Corona. So close to free chicken, but I'll take the dub. Needed these points tonight. Now let's shock the Caps on Tuesday. My goodness, the Washington Capitals coming in to Honda Center on Tuesday, the start of a back-to-back, a very odd scheduled back-to-back. Home at Honda Center, then you go to Utah the next night. As I mentioned earlier, it's a national game, so a lot of eyes on the team on Wednesday. But important games coming up. Would love to shock the Capitals. They've had quite the year.
Yeah, they really have. And how about just, I mean, the Capitals, they beat the Kraken tonight 4-2. So they continue to play very solid hockey. They're a well-coached team. And obviously the grade eight is doing what he's doing. Dylan Strom, of course, brother to Ryan Strome, our very own. He's having a marvelous season, setting up Alex Ovechkin continuously as all season long, but their power play is dynamite, of course, with Ovi leading the way. So the Ducks are going to have to be solid on their penalty kill. They're going to have to be just as good, if not better, on their power play. Their power play looked sharp tonight. That was a big part of this win and overall generating a lot of momentum. And then that that third line for the Ducks, man, they can get that depth scoring game after game. And once again, one of the reasons why they're having so much success, they're playing with a ton of confidence, ton of skill, but they're also matching up well against the other team's third line, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're playing second line, top six type of hockey against the opposing team's third line. So Gauthier, he's skating well. Sam Colangelo's getting in the net continuously, and Mason McTavish is doing it all. So that third line, getting the third line matchup is really – to their benefit.
A couple other skaters that I felt like stood out in this game. Olin Zellweger, he was flying all over the ice. He was back in the lineup. We talked about it on Friday after five games, a healthy scratch. Tonight, I felt like he was a lot more noticeable than he was on Friday.
And once again, one of our messages, hey, how did I think Olin looked? And we said he didn't look out of place, right? Mm-hmm. For being out that long to come in, not easy to do. And so many big-time performances on the back end. Radko Gudas playing such solid hockey defensively. Of course, Drew Ellison with a goal and also playing well defensively. But Olin Zellweger, to your point, I think he was already good in the neutral zone, carrying the puck up and leading the rush. He was 10 times better tonight. Mm-hmm. And just, it's saying a lot. I mean, he was all over the ice.
There was one point where he had a turnover, but then completely made up for it, got down the ice, got a chance on net. I mean, it's that kind of drive that's because, you know, you're learning from your mistake and you're trying to fix it quickly.
Student of the game.
Yep, he is a student of the game. All right, another message here from Tony. Good Sunday evening. Number one, solid win, but the Islanders were on the second night back-to-back, and they looked tired. The Flyers obviously regretted letting Tony D'Angelo get away. He can be a problem child, but he got his payday. Number two, Colangelo and Fabry. Debate is over. Interesting. And number three, Emerson. In the first period, you noted that the Islanders were skating well and on a 2-1-2 checking game. Just curious what that means in hockey terms, or is it 2-1-2 a reference to the New York area code?
Oh, wow. No, it was an area code. It could have been a reference. Well, it was not the reference, but that is taking me back and... Just, I got to commend you for that one. 2-1-2, so it's either a more conservative forecheck would be a 1-2-2, which one forward goes in, and then you have your forward two and forward three sitting around the tops of the circles area if F1 is indeed around the puck in the corner, and then, of course, the 2D behind that. So you're allowing one aggressive player up top trying to pressure, but then you have a little bit more support back. But if you're more aggressive on the forecheck, two guys in, so F1 and F2, hence the two part. One would be an F3, right, around the top of the circles area, typically on the strong side, so whatever side that puck is dumped into the corner, and then you have the two defensemen behind that. So 1-2-2 forecheck, one forward in, two forwards back, 2D behind them, or a 2-1-2, two forwards up, F1 and F2, and then that F3 around the top of the circles area, and then both defensemen behind there.
Great explanation there.
Thank you.
Colangelo Fabry debate. We were talking about this with Robbie Fabry out. How does he come back into this lineup? The coaching staff is going to have to make some tough decisions if Colangelo keeps playing like this.
Yeah, the question is alluding to Fabry trying to, you know, come in, find his way. Well, you can't break up that third line, right?
Yeah.
I think we're all thinking that. Look, the top six has been looking, you know, very solid. I think they got even better. It's nice to see that Trevor Zegras, you know, Leo Carlson, that whole line really meshed together. I think even better hockey is remaining to be played. But, hey, Robbie Fabry, maybe he starts at least on the fourth line.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that just would add even more punch because Isaac Lundstrom picking up assist here tonight. He's playing well. Jansen Harkins drawing penalties, rewarding himself with a penalty shot. He's playing well. So it adds another to the mix. Keeps getting deeper and deeper and more competitive.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You want to have a competitive roster, and you want to have that type of problem, I suppose, if you're the coaching staff. Tony also said, looking forward to seeing Alexander the Great Tuesday. I just downloaded my McDonald's app. Hey, nice, Tony.
Tony's on it.
We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. You keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn has the news coverage you want to examine the headlines.
We need leaders who prioritize affordable health care for all and take seriously.
Diving deeper into the stories with sources you trust.
Other cities, other jurisdictions prefer to just push
and
people.
Covering the news that matters to you.
I've heard it referred to almost as a ghost criminal.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and Bloomberg. TuneIn has them all. Just search news to listen today.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. The top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
We're back with the post-game show and talking about this game tonight against the New York Islanders. Emerson, I wanted to ask you a question, too. This team just lost Brock Nelson. Did you think his absence was felt in their lineup?
Oh, 100%. And I'm sitting here thinking, if I'm a New York Islander fan, I just don't know why. I mean, you have the guy already. You're just on the cusp of around, you know, wild card playoff and all this. I mean, you know, there's some teams that are cooking in front of you, but and you decide to get rid of a guy. He's a guy that, why not pay eight and a half, nine, right? I think they offered him seven. He wanted probably eight, nine, probably longer term than what they're offering too as well. But I don't, unless it's anything longer than a 5-year deal, I don't know why you didn't just pay him nine times five, eight and a half times even six. I mean, he's a guy that I know it's a lot, but guys now are making 14, you know, 13 in that top region, that top bracket. And I mean, he's a guy that I think a lot of teams would value at $8-9 million. It's not too much of an ask. And he's a guy that, right, Four Nations talk. I mean, he was kind of in that mix of that group of players, so I think that was a failure. But look, and you just don't add anything on top of that, right?
Yep.
So you move a guy on, and that's a big time loss. Yes, Palmieri's having a pretty solid season. You know, we've seen him get up to that 30 goal mark before, so he's got, you know, room to, I think, grow in the goal scoring. But he's been a leader, Horvat. And what about, I mean, they're just missing key, you know, Barzal. He's a guy that, you know, a big loss. So, I mean, yeah, I just think any team needs all the scoring that they can get. And I just think giving a guy up, not replacing him with anything, that's a tough blow for them. But Tony DeAngelo, I mean, that's a solid pickup coming out of the KHL there. For him to be a half a point a game, being a big contributor, I mean, that, not too often does that happen. A guy seemingly out of opportunities here in the league, maybe somewhat locker room problems and issues there. He's been bounced around quite a bit, but signed out of the KHL after playing well. Point a game there, comes in. And that's not easy to do. You're playing bigger ice over there, come back. And for him to dominate in the fashion he's, so they make up, I guess, on the back end from that standpoint.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you look at their roster, all the pieces that they have, the way that they're able to come together. But in talking about this Ducks roster, one of the big points, we mentioned it earlier, faceoffs tonight, a nice surprise for the team leading on that end. And Isaac Lennerstrom, a big part of that, 71% tonight. Jansen Harkin, 75%. Good on the team to be winning faceoffs against the top team in faceoffs in the NHL.
Yeah, we mentioned Mason McTavish, not only his stellar faceoff play, but he got kicked out once again. One of these nights where he kept getting kicked out. And on one of them, Cutter Gauthier, as we were discussing that, came in, offensive zone, won a big-time draw. So other guys are ready to step up to the plate if called upon.
Two-point night for both Mason McTavish and, of course, Sam Colangelo, the two-goal scorer. Emerson, we look ahead to the Washington Capitals. We already talked about it a little bit, but the Ducks now have an optional practice tomorrow. Probably good with the upcoming back-to-back, but anything in particular that you got to be worried about with the Capitals, of course, besides the Grade 8?
It's almost like you're a youth hockey player. And some of these big tournaments, you're always thinking to the other team, oh, they got so-and-so, they got Jimmy who's got 900 points, yada, yada, yada. And oftentimes, remember, you would mirror them, right? You just, the coach would pick one player to literally shadow them the whole game. It's getting that kind of youth hockey talk where it's just like, do the Ducks just shadow him? Just keep one guy on Ovi the whole game? No, they don't need that. That's an exaggeration. These Ducks, they're playing great. We saw it tonight. They just got to play their game, dictate the pace of play, be proactive, not reactive, and just be the better team as they were here tonight.
Someone else that the Ducks are going to have to keep their eye on because he's had a lot of success against Anaheim lately, Tom Wilson. You look back, he had his first career hat trick against the Ducks. Someone to, I don't know what it is. He comes in this building and he plays well. So,
yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, one of them was a breakaway goal. I think he's sprung loose. Yeah, and he's always a pain to play against.
Yes, he is. What is your final quack on this Sunday evening, Emerson?
You know what? We love watching the Grade 8. Ovi, right, but not against our Ducks, right? So congrats, Ovi, on a fabulous career so far. There's no stop in sight. It seems like you continue to score just an insurmountable amount of goals. But sorry, we're going to have the good guys stop you here coming up. So that's my final quack. Stop the Grade 8. When he comes to Honda Center.
I like it. You don't want to see him scoring any of those goals here. And he's still far enough away that we shouldn't have to worry about that, I would presume, on Tuesday night. But my final quack is the Ducks now are 7 points back from a wild card spot. So they started out at 9. They moved to 7 tonight. You know, you're going to be taking on Utah on Wednesday, who's just ahead of the Ducks by 3 points. It's still a conversation. I was worried coming into this game. They had to win this. Otherwise, it was not going to be a conversation anymore. But it's still a conversation.
Hey, a few nights ago, Calgary, they were on the outside looking in. They are now a wild card team. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. That's how March is. March Madness, basketball, hockey, NBA. You have it all this month. And spring training and baseball, too.
It's a sports lover dream. Yeah. This time of year.
It is. It's fun. It's the best. All right. Well, if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, you can listen to Steven Emerson on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, the final score here at Honda Center, 4 for your Anaheim Ducks, 1 for the New York Islanders. And for Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. We'll see you on Tuesday night at 6:30 with the pregame show.